Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I'm Gabrielle. I am a former mafia princess and the owner of our Too Posh Boutique. And I'm here with my beautiful daughter, Marcella.
I'm Marcella. I am a dancer, choreographer, model, and the designer for Too Posh. And I cannot wait to talk to Whitley,
who is my son's adorable girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Whitley. I like to create things. I'm kind of a nerd. Kind of a nerd, and I like to make people smile.
What will they say next? You're listening to the Too Posh Podcast.
All right, guys. Welcome to our Too Posh Podcast, episode 2 with Leighton. Thank you for being with us, our special guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Leighton Fields is our special guest. My co-host, Marcella.
Hello.
And with Lee.
Hi.
And our amazing spider.
I'm still here.
We're very proud to have you. Thank you for taking the time coming on our little show. And if you haven't, please go listen to the episode before this one and hear Leighton sing his first song. He will sing again.
Sing Britney.
Maybe twice. Yeah, he sang Britney Spears. How crazy. Amazing way to sing it. I mean, Wow.
Thank you.
So let's jump right in. Like, tell us about you, where you grew up, how you were raised.
Sure. Well, I grew up in a little bitty town called Lenora, Texas, outside of Midland, the Midland Odessa area, oil country. And I grew up. No, I'm here now for a reason. I grew up, a family had an older brother, two little sisters, and we lived on this little farmhouse out there in the middle of nowhere, the next closest house. I mean, I couldn't.
How many people in your town?
There was less than 60 for sure when I left. I think there's over 70 now. 70.
Upgrade. Yeah.
They're coming up in the world, really.
Wow.
We had a gas station back in the day. They no longer do. And what? I believe we no longer have a post office either.
How far is the closest town?
There's a little bitty spot called Stanton. It's about a 15-minute drive away. And there's a gas station there and a Sonic. And then maybe 1,000 or 2,000 people. I'm not sure. I didn't ever spend much time in Stanton. I don't like Stanton. If you're from Stanton and listen to this,
you know,
meant what I said.
I don't apologize.
I've always wondered when we drive around and we see these like farmhouses.
I was thinking the same thing.
Always wondered, how do people live like this? Like, what do you do all day? Where do you go?
I'll tell you this,
anywhere that you're driving around, it was nothing like what I'm just trying to describe. Like, it's so far out. Midland was the next closest town. It's about half an hour away. The closest hospital is half an hour away. There's no police. Whoa. There's a volunteer fire department. It's a little bitty spot, and there's a bunch of farmers and oil field workers that are raising their families out there. And there's a little high school called Grady. It's just the sweetest little place on the planet.
I feel like I know these places, which is weird because I'm not West Texas.
I promise you don't.
No, I know people. Anyways, yeah. Sorry.
And that school has like 20 kids a grade, and it's kindergarten through 12. So the whole place is a couple hundred, and a huge percentage is transfers from the Midland area where they're bringing their kids out to avoid going to the big public schools in the city. And Midland's 120,000 people, so that's the big city to us.
Oh, that is a lot of people to me. Yeah. Well, people is here?
Who lived there first? Your dad, your mom? How did they end up
neither
there?
Neither of them. My grandfather, military, after World War II, ended up being stationed in Midland. And my grandmother and him got married, raised my dad's family. My mother's family came down there from Louisiana. They met, I guess, when my dad was in college. I believe he's going to Texas Tech. They got married when he was 28. My mom was 24, and they were both living in Midland. They both lived in Midland when they got married, and then when I was 5 years old, they decided we were going to move out to the country.
They decided to move to a town with 50-some people.
And my daddy would even say when I went to like where the other people actually live, because we live outside of that town on a highway. So we didn't have neighbors. So like I'd ride my bike like 4 or 5 miles to where the other kids lived. Yeah, I was in pretty good shape. That's where we go. We go hang out, run around, cause trouble, throw rocks, set fires. It's typical country kid stuff. You can do that and not worry about it, you know. Mm-hmm. It was that It's very, it's safe though. It's so safe. You know, you can tell your parents, I'm gonna go outside, and they're like, okay, be home at dark, or you know, whenever
sundown.
And so we just take off. You know, it's before cell phones too. So like, you just disappear into the country for
that
the
makes
day.
It even worse. I would
oh,
be like,
I love it.
It's amazing.
But I think for them, as what I was telling you before. Like this is like that's normal for
normal.
Them.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew everyone that was there. Right. So if someone was there that we didn't know, it was sketchy. It was like, what are you doing here? You
know? Right. I would imagine. So yeah.
It's the type of neighborhood that, like, if you got family coming over, you call the neighbors, let them know. Like, don't shoot anybody over here. Cause,
yeah. People actually meaning to come here.
Stop it.
This is amazing.
It's amazing.
Because I'm guessing it's not somewhere you accidentally, like, drive into.
You got to go out of your way to get to Lenora, Texas. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was great. We grew up, you know, growing. We had a garden. We grew all our own fruits and vegetables. We raised you know, pigs and different animals. And so
did y'all have goats?
We did not have goats. Thank
chickens?
The Lord.
Thank the Lord.
We have them out there now. We got chickens and
I love goats.
Don't have any more pigs. Thank the Lord.
So your parents still live in that
they
same
do,
home?
Same house.
Wow.
Cool.
They're what about your siblings?
My brother is one of my heroes. He's 2 years older than me. And he has a beautiful wife, a beautiful baby girl that just turned
That's
4 this
niece.
Week. That's my niece, Miss
mm-hmm.
Tatum.
So cute.
And they got another one on the way in just a couple months. So.
There you go.
It's, it's exciting.
I just love my kids. I babysit. I'm a great babysitter.
Absolutely. Where do they live?
They live in Midland. My brother works for an oil field company. He does and he flips houses.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. He's good. Yeah, he's doing all right.
And what about your sisters?
My little sisters one of them is 22 and one of them's 19.
Wow.
And they just moved to Lubbock, Texas last week. They both moved up there in a little spot together. One of them works in the office of a oil field building. The other one's going to South Plains College.
So now your parents are by themselves.
They are for the first time ever. Yeah.
They didn't like it?
I think they love it. I think they do. I would imagine they do.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just out there kicking it, still living this crazy country life.
Yeah.
My dad's the type of dude that can't stop moving. Like, he retired and was like, I'll just go get another job.
And, good for him.
I love that. We talk about that. Yeah. That's important.
He's the type of guy that just, if you're sitting still, it's a problem. You know, like, I remember when he'd be teaching me, my brother, he taught us how to weld when we were 9. He taught us how to do woodwork before that. I mean, taught us how to change the oil on the car. I think I could change the oil on the car or change the tire before I was tying my own shoes. I'm not even kidding. Like, I was 4
that's
years
awesome.
Old. I don't remember when I learned to tie my shoes, but I remember learning that.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool. That's so cool.
I mean, so he was, I remember even when I'd be changing a tire and I'd sit down in front of it to like turn the lug wrench, he'd be like, you're lazy. You know, like, why are you sitting down? Like, it's comfortable. No.
Yeah.
No, stand
Get up.
Stand up, take a knee, do it like a man. All right.
Funny.
Yeah. So, country boys are just,
So what made you want to leave? Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. And where did you go? And how did all that come about?
Sure. I wanted to leave the school badly because it's
high school?
They play 6-man football. It's a little bitty. Mm-hmm. And,
6 minutes?
There was a girl involved.
Oh, six. There's only six guys.
Minutes.
I thought you said 6 minutes.
Oh, like, no.
How do you do that? That
sounds like an awful game.
There's not enough people for a full team. Yeah. Six men. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I wanted more opportunities with athletics. I was really into football and track and field at the time. And, of course, there was a girl that was involved.
Always a girl involved.
I know. I was going to ask.
I was 16, about to be a senior in high school. I just finished my junior year, and I've been, since I was maybe 12 years old, asking my parents if I could go to this private school in Midland. And we didn't grow up with, money to speak of or anything like that. So we definitely couldn't afford like $6,000 for a year of high school tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad told me kind of jokingly, if you want to go, you got to pay for it yourself. And so I drove a purple minivan at the time, a purple Dodge Caravan.
Oh,
it was awesome.
That sounds great.
Purple
it was
minivan.
Awesome. I took out the back seats and laid a little twin mattress back there and loaded up a bag of clothes, drove to Midland, and took 3 full-time jobs the summer before my senior year of high school.
Like what?
I worked overnight at Walmart unloading trucks. And then during the day, I worked for a overhead door company called Overhead Door, where I would install garage doors and stuff like that. And then on the weekends, I had about 15 or 16 lawns that I took care of and mowed.
Wow.
I did that too.
Me too.
You did too?
Oh, yeah.
So I just lived in my minivan for that summer.
What?
And almost made it. There was a family there that was super generous that covered the last bit of my tuition for me to be able to go. Aww. Yeah, it was really sweet.
Those little towns, though, they're very supportive. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm like.
So I was able to go, and then I pretty much stayed in my minivan my senior year of high school. And because I had, you know, 2-a-days first thing in the morning, mm-hmm. football practice first thing in the morning before school, and then school all day, and then practice afterwards. And, you know, I still had a night job at the time, so I wasn't able to drive back and forth 45 minutes from Lenore to Midland. So I just stayed in my minivan most of the time. And my girlfriend at the time, she was a super sweet girl. Her family was amazing. And they would let me come in the house and like shower and get ready for school and all that stuff. So they were amazing. Yeah. Wow. They'd even let me crash in the spare bedroom sometimes.
Wow. Yeah. So now what happened after that? Nice. Like what happened to the girl? What happened to you, senior? What?
Oh, man. She's married now.
Okay.
To an awesome dude. But me and her split up, I guess, when I was 20.
Okay.
On Valentine's Day of 2012. Oh. So we split up, yeah. It was my favorite holiday.
Really?
Actually, not being sarcastic, that's my favorite holiday.
I was like,
holiday.
Really? I kind of feel like you're being truthful.
I see how that sounds. Facetious.
How come you split up on Valentine's Day then?
We got together so young. We were together four and a half years.
Yeah.
So we got together so young that by the time, you know, I was 20, I was, oh, Lord, I missed some things, but I was in my second band at the time.
I was just going to ask you, when did the music singing. Start?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I joined a Christian metal band when I was 13.
All right.
Metal band?
Skillet. Yeah,
and I was guitar and screamer. And
screamer.
I'm so serious.
Like, do you know Skillet? They're like that, right?
They're not even close.
Really? Really? More than that?
Way harder than that.
But they're like a Christian rock band, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't mean to be talking trash about Skillet on here. I don't mean that.
No.
It's fine. They just weren't near as heavy, you know?
Yeah. That's what I was trying to range, like, what you were
like
screaming.
Like heavy metal?
Like screamo, yeah.
Question. Know. Heavy metal. Screamo.
But we were screaming very, you know, uplifting and wonderful thing,
that.
Serving our Lord and Savior.
That's fantastic.
So I'm a 13-year-old.
Oh,
and everybody else is, one other guy, our drummer, was a couple years older than me, my best friend. And the other guys were all out of high school. But, you know, with the town that small, you're going to have to not find four musicians that are the same age.
Yeah.
Right.
There aren't four kids that are the same age. But we started that band and we toured all over the summers. We'd go to different towns every weekend. And then on weekends after football games, we'd load up and go play in different little towns around there.
Like, where would you play? Like at church?
No, we'd do like events getting thrown that were, at the time, screamo was kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Like I listened.
Yeah.
I used to. Gina knows this. He's like, wow. I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
There were bands like As I Lay Dying and Impending Doom and stuff like that we'd get to open up for and stuff.
Yeah.
So we'd do the road and, you know, getting exposed to that world. But then after that kind of just petered out, mm-hmm. you know, because nobody was really into that. It was just a fad. But then I graduated high school 2009. And then I took off my minivan down to Galveston. And
the purple minivan went to Galveston.
That's right. And I always wanted to see the ocean. Uh-huh. And drove down there with my guitar and some clothes and stayed there in my minivan for several weeks. And then went to Corpus. Didn't like Corpus very much. Corpus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Corpus, did South Padre. I live in Rockport, so.
Oh, okay.
Galveston's fantastic.
Though. Yeah, I just Corpus. Was there two days ago. Yeah.
You can have a lot of fun in Galveston.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And then, long story short, went down to South Padre, loved that. Was there for a while.
Padre's good.
Let my hair grow long, and then came back to Midland and took a job. And about that time, me and my girlfriend at the time had we got together so young, and my band that I just started was a country band now.
And screaming.
Yeah, no more screaming. We were kind of starting to get a little headway and play some bigger shows, and I was getting more and more involved in that and less involved in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we just grew apart. We still loved each other, didn't like each other anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no big deal. It was a really, really civil breakup.
Wow, that's amazing that can happen. Never experienced that. Yeah.
That's the most civil one I've ever had, for sure.
Okay. Marcel doesn't know about that.
I want to.
Had some bad ones?
No, I just think that I don't understand why they can't be when you have a conversation. Anyway, that's another topic, but it's amazing.
Sure.
That can happen.
Well, like we did the whole, you know, saving ourselves from marriage thing and all that stuff. And so like we didn't have that soul tie that would be make it a lot harder.
Yeah.
So whenever we split, it was able to make it a clean split. So that was a good move.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, especially so long. I don't hear about that.
I mean, when you haven't done it, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, so. That's true.
All right. Spider, anything to say about that?
Nothing. No.
I didn't think
yeah. And then I hit the road with the country band after that. And we did that for, named after the town I grew up in, Lenore.
Oh, really?
And you can still find some of our awful songs online. They're so bad. They're so bad. I've tried to erase as much as I could from the internet, but the internet
you can't.
Is
forever.
Yeah, but that's some memories. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
just
fun.
You know, I'd like to just remember them myself and not the
not
internet.
Not have somebody else. Yeah,
I'm gonna go look for them. Now.
Yeah,
you're gonna laugh a lot. See me in a cowboy hat.
Oh. Right. I can see that on you though.
Oh, y'all quit.
No,
no, I can see.
It's like a Tim McGraw vibe, you know.
Mm. I love him too.
I do too.
I'm having problems.
I'm having
it's about to fall in my lap. Anyway, sorry, I'm having microphone issues. What? I felt bad because I feel like I'm distracting.
You are being distracting.
I know, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
What part is
anyways, so loose? What brought you, like, did you go to any other big cities or is Dallas your first big city?
First big city to live in.
To
for
live
sure.
in?
I moved first. So me coming out here was kind of cool how it ended up. I was fresh off a breakup.
Another one.
Oh, yeah.
Player.
That's all I've had because, you know, I'm single, so all I've had are breakups. But, I hadn't had one work out
yet. Musicians. That's always the thing.
Yeah.
But I, fresh off a breakup, I was living in Midland again. This is 2013. I took a oil field job in Midland for a company called Peak Completions. Shout out. It was, you know, just a job. I thought I was going to be getting married at the time. So I was like, I better get a stable job and get out here off these main streets, out here playing these shows.
Right.
Be a good man, you know. Stop dogging around out here. And moved back to Midland, took that job, got a little apartment out there, and worked that job for about 3 years and had a random message on Facebook one day from a fella that was kind of coming on me a little bit, kind of weird, but I mean, whatever, to each their own, not my thing, but I'm too nice to be mean. So I'm just kind of like, yeah, what's up, man? And he started asking me if I was ever interested in modeling. And I was like, not really. No, I'm covered in oil from head to toe every day and smell awful always. So no. And then, he kind of persisted and gave me information from this fella up in New York City, ran a company called, True Productions Worldwide. He's a casting director. And he sent me or asked me to come down to Dallas and meet with a woman named Lindsay Morrell at the Dragonfly Agency. And that was...
Yeah,
that's a good agency.
Yeah, yeah, they're great.
I know, I saw you modeling for them.
I came down and met with her, and this was June 2016, and still not sure if this was even a real thing, and I just kind of wanted a weekend away from Midland anyway. So I came down, had a good time in Dallas, and met with this woman, and she wanted to sign me on the agency right then there. So I signed on my birthday in June 2016. And then she was like, well, when can you move out here? And I was kind of in a spot in my life where I don't want to say depressed because I feel like that word gets thrown around a lot, but I was definitely not happy with who I was and kind of where my life was. And, you know, working a job that I got only to be able to provide for a family that I was expecting to have and stuff like that. And I was just, you know, not happy where I was. So I thought it was a great opportunity to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I did and moved out here and started modeling for this. I went from working in the oil field.
I threw away
my steel toe boots and overalls. And
you didn't model
next
those
thing
ever?
I know, I walked up in there, you know, just scraggly beard and like didn't even own a shirt that they would let me wear like to an event of theirs or anything like that. So we had to start from scratch with me.
And it's like your pretty woman
cute.
Story.
Sure. But it was great.
Pretty woman in the male version.
Yeah.
Without awesome. The sugar daddy.
Yes. Or yeah. did you have a sugar daddy?
I didn't have a sugar daddy, no. But if you know any.
We got a website for
unfortunately,
that.
Unfortunately, I did not. No.
Sugar
but,
mama.
Yeah.
It was great. I came out here and I'm not on the Dragonfly agency anymore.
Oh, no.
Lindsay left them. And I just was spending too much time focusing on that and, you know, had my energy being taken in too many directions. And I was really letting go of kind of my focus on music for a little while, which was scary for me. And so I just decided to, you know, if I'm focusing a little bit of energy on a whole bunch of different things, I'm not going to succeed, you know, excessively on anything. So I just decided to put my energy and focus into one thing. and to let everything else go.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And Lindsay started her own management firm out in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Called Connection Management. Shout outs. and so she manages me now and my music. And so our working relationship is still going. She's coming down this next week to come check on me and the other and the guys that she models, that she manages, that are models down here as well. So
she does like all around management.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Very cool. And that's how you went to LA for the first time.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's really, really awesome. I mean, I saw that you, so are you in a band now or are you solo?
So I got these fellas that come around with me on the road that are my best friends in the world. One of them has been my drummer for 13 years now.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. He's been my best friend since I met him. He's the first person I met when I moved to Lenora. So I've known him for 22 years now.
Wow.
Been one of my best friends. His name is Mason. And he goes on the road with me. He still lives out in the West Texas area out there. He lives in Big Spring. And then the other two guys are brothers named Greece and Romeo Santiago. And they're from out in East Texas. And they come out there. We met them out here. And they've become best friends of ours. And they do the road with me all the time. They're all musicians themselves. But they come out and support my shows. And they get basically, you know, free trips and you know, get to go see somewhere else and get out of town. So I've been playing by myself for the most part.
So you're solo. But you have them with you, so you guys are not a band.
No, if we ever needed to do a full band show, they would jump in and play with me.
You would have
but
that.
Most of the shows I've booked now, I've been solo for the last, until this album comes out, for the
You're
last year or two.
You're working on an album?
I am.
Oh, cool.
I am.
I'm halfway done with an EP right now. I go back in September 22nd to
finish
a heaven of a studio in Dallas called Modern Electric.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know
what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Wonderful people. And an incredible producer named Jason Burt. Shout out.
And you got a lot
I'm
of
just
those.
Name dropping everybody. Jason Burt, who is just an absolute genius. He's produced, I mean, every successful piece of music that's come out of Dallas in a long time, he's probably had his hands on somehow or some way. I mean, everything from Leon Bridges to Paul Cawthon and Charlie Crockett, and he's worked on every big record that's come out.
So are you country? What?
I'm not at all.
You're not. What are you? What are you?
Mostly soul.
Oh.
Soul, blues, I guess maybe.
That's cool.
But I don't know. You call it whatever you want. Really.
Have you been to Nashville and stuff?
I know. I
went to Nashville to visit a girl one time. And I was there for about a week.
My goodness.
No.
How's that?
Worst trip of my entire life.
Because the girl?
Because, yeah.
Or the music?
And I hope she's listening. No.
I want to know why.
No. I met a girl who will not
sound
be named.
Sound like a song. In
the I know.
Goodness.
Are you sure you're not country?
Yeah, right.
I met this young lady at a music festival.
Which one?
I can't remember the name of it. It was a big country festival that I was just hired on to work at. But I met her there. She owned this clothing company, and they had this little pop-up booth or whatever. And I walked past her a few times and thought, you know, well, that's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. And obviously, I'm not, you know, I'm never going to see you again, so I'm going to try.
This sounds like a song.
Oh, yeah, right? Well, are you writing a song right now?
I know.
Well, I got a bunch of songs going on right now.
Right? Yeah.
Remember all these words.
Hold on, I need to.
Writing a song about this room. Right. Yeah. All right. Man.
That's going to be a chaotic song.
Right. Yeah.
Spider.
But I just ran up I ran up to her and her friend and started just flirting with them and, you know, unabashedly. I probably wasn't 100% sober, so it was easy. But just started flirting with them and we hit it off really well and I ended up getting her number. And we just talked on the phone and FaceTime. You know, super innocent type relationship. Just getting to know somebody without having, like, the temptation and all that. And then flew her out to Midland to come visit me for a weekend. And that was nice. And then kept talking for a while, and then I flew out to Nashville to go visit her. I was there for a whole week, and like 2.5 days into it, she was like, yeah, this ain't happening. This isn't working for me. A lot longer story than that. Obviously, there was more to it. She still had feelings for her ex and all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, all right, cool. Well, I'm just kind of can't get a flight home any earlier. Awesome. And there was like a ton of huge things happening in town, so like the only hotel rooms I could find were outrageously expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm staying here. Like,
yeah.
So I ended up just having to kick it in this house with this girl and her roommate for another 4 days. And I just,
oh, that's man.
A long, that's so
Word. I just wake up and I'd go outside in the backyard and I'd start their campfire. I just drink beer by myself in the backyard for 4 days.
Oh my god.
She didn't even come talk to you? Like, not even.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. It was somewhat civil, but it was so uncomfortable that neither one of us wanted to be there. Yeah.
Oh man.
So
that's bad.
Flew back.
Wow.
Oh. Well, I hear the music scene is good for like musicians and stuff. So yeah.
I mean, I'd like to try Nashville again, maybe give it another chance. Yeah. I don't hold that against Nashville, I guess.
Get a hotel room ahead of time. And then
don't go for a girl.
Yeah.
Maybe not that.
Yeah.
I got some friends out there I should go visit anyway.
Yeah. So do you have like a, like how does the music work? Like how do you get like it jobs out there or on like the radio or how do you get like known?
There's
you're really
a couple
good.
I know.
I'm serious.
Y'all. No, yeah. No, you really are.
Goodness gracious. This is just a great ego boost for me, just so y'all know, just to come here and hang out with
well,
y'all.
It's true. I mean,
yeah.
Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. These times are incredible that we're in right now because Instagram is such a huge thing. And it's anything, you know, as far as marketing goes right now is so fueled by Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned that doing the modeling because, you know, stuff now that you can't even do unless you have a certain number of followers on Instagram. When I started, I had like 150. So I was off to a rough start. But no, Instagram is a great way to do it. Just constantly producing content and shoving it out in people's faces however you can, whether it just be putting it on the internet, putting it on YouTube. I think guys use SoundCloud now or something like that, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just am going to make records and release them on iTunes and Spotify and all that. That's the best way to do it. It's the most expensive way to do it, but it's the right way, I think, to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of guys out there that are just putting, you know, they'll buy a beat or make a beat, especially in like hip hop and stuff like that.
I think that's a little easier. This whole building does that. Yeah. That's what the rest of these studios are pretty
much. Okay, cool.
So like, is your EP on iTunes?
Will be.
Yeah?
Yeah, it will be.
Oh, it'll
be
cool.
iTunes, Spotify, everywhere you can buy music, it'll be there. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Where do you play around here?
Actually, this coming week, I'm playing at the Rustic.
Oh, awesome.
Love the rest.
August 22nd.
I mean, he is everywhere. So
I know.
You have played at the Bottle Blonde. He has been at the
Star.
Foundation Room.
Oh, yeah. I want to come watch. Star, I saw that.
That's awesome. Y'all know that? Yeah, I play the Star once in a while. They're great. I love playing in Dallas. Dallas is so amazing.
Really?
I love this city so much.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I'll live here for a long time.
Really?
But, yeah, I play, I mean, Ginger everywhere
Man.
That pays U.S. currency.
Whatever they'll pay you.
Yeah.
You'll go.
Or whoever's holiday party I happen to be going to.
Yes. So are you having a regular job while you're doing all this? Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how we talked about my dad kind of teaching me all kinds of stuff. I took a day job. When I first moved out here, you know, trying to book your own shows in a city that nobody knows you.
Yeah, it's hard.
And only music you have online is old, awful country songs that you recorded in 2011. And you're not playing anything like that anymore. And your voice doesn't even sound like that anymore. You have to really do a lot of groundwork and footwork. So when I first moved out here and modeling was all I was doing, you know, I'm sure y'all know those paychecks are not dependable. You don't know when they're coming.
Yeah.
So even if you did a job for 10 grand yesterday, you might get 10 grand in a couple of weeks. You might get 10 grand in 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, and my bills show up on time every time.
It's amazing how that
so,
happened.
Yeah. So I just went and found myself a day job. I work as a handyman for a property company.
Oh, very
so,
cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just go turn wrenches and fix stuff.
That's good. I mean, I'm sure your dad taught you all that.
Yeah,
so
yeah
good.
It worked out well. I didn't have to do much training.
Right. Do your parents ever get to come to shows?
My dad hadn't seen me play in probably 10 years.
Aww.
He hasn't seen him.
No, hadn't seen me play in forever. My little sister's showing videos sometimes because I'll play like old. I do a lot of, when I'm doing 3-hour bar gigs, I'll do like some old soul and stuff like that. A lot of Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye, awesome. Sam Cooke.
Oh.
That's where my heart lies.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, you know, my dad will like that stuff. And I play some songs that my grandfather loved back in the day. And so he'll get to hear that on video from my sisters, but he doesn't leave. Well, he doesn't go. He goes to work. He goes home. You know, like that's it.
Him would you ever do a show there?
At my house?
Like in your backyard? Like in Midland or something?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be playing Midland again. I just played Midland for such a long time.
Okay.
It's been over a year now since I played a public show in Midland.
Okay.
I'll do private events and whatnot for companies, but
yeah.
I'm going to come out and do a show in Midland this fall and do, you know, do the whole advertising, marketing, do the radio thing for it and everything. It's going to be,
yeah,
hopefully make
so
it a big
he
deal.
Go to that?
What's that?
Would he go to that?
No,
what?
No, of course not. No.
Oh.
He'd go to a show in his backyard if I set up a stage.
Yeah. You should do that.
Yeah. Does anyone else sing in your family?
Pretty much everybody does. Yeah.
Really?
That's so cool.
So that's actually a cool thing. My mom still, I think, or did up until very recently, leads, you know, sings the hymns at church.
Mm-hmm.
Down their little Southern Baptist church out there.
Oh, wow.
So I grew up with her, singing, you know, with a hymnal on the dash of our car everywhere we went. So, like, that's the first time I ever sang was in church with this crazy old Christian song that I just went up there with, like, had it handwritten on paper.
Oh.
You know, and just, like, so nervous. I was like, I can't do this.
Oh.
Like, do you remember what song it was?
Just bits. And it's a song, super dorky. It's a song that my mom used to sing to me to sleep at night. There was like a lullaby. Stop that.
Oh my gosh.
I shouldn't have done it, Spider. I shouldn't have done it.
That's why I'm asking.
Shouldn't have done that.
Cool.
Letting walls down.
No, that's sweet.
This happens in this
room. It does. It really does.
I'm curious.
Well, yeah, I did that. And so I watched her sing. And she has a cassette out, old album she recorded, Laura Walters Fields.
Oh.
And she put it out back in the late
80s.
She got the big hair, her face on the cover, everything.
Oh my gosh,
she toured North America and Europe. So
what
I'm still not even anywhere close to as big as she was at the time.
That's amazing.
And she is a beautiful singer. And she wrote some amazing songs. It was all pretty much Christian gospel songs. And my dad played lead guitar in what would now be considered a classic rock band, but then was just a rock and roll. He had long hair and, you know, big old beard.
Oh,
he's all
God.
Muscled up.
So cute.
He's all muscled up. And whenever him and my mom fell in love, whenever they got pregnant with my older brother, she pretty much decided that she'd rather stay home and be a good mother than being out on the road playing shows and whatnot. So she would still do like some televised stuff in our town, like in Midland. I remember being kids and like, you know, hanging out at my grandma's house and like being able to watch my mom on television, like playing these cool things.
That's
neat.
Very, very cool. So how did you find Fellowship Church?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Shout outs to Fellowship Church.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm on the worship team there. And they are just the biggest blessing that I could have come across in Dallas. Derek's phenomenal. He
Derek
called me just today.
Grew up together.
Yes. Did y'all really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were at the mix together.
You had
That's
to tell
so
him
awesome.
I said hi. Yeah, he was singing when I was like a teenager at
That's so
the
cool.
mix. And
yeah.
He's amazing.
He's
I talked
awesome.
To him just today.
And his wife was a dancer.
His wife's from Midland.
Oh, she is. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, I know his wife as well, and she danced. And
That's
so we had
cool.
that.
That's cool.
We went to church retreat together and everything.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. His wife's family and my family all knew it. My dad worked for her grandfather on his farm.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
Small world.
Oh, my God.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Way cool. They're amazing. I found Fellowship because I moved to my little apartment in Dallas. And when I got over here, so me moving over here was progressive. So first I was in Keller for about 6 weeks. And then I moved to...
No.
It was awful.
I can imagine.
I was living in somebody's spare bedroom, a stranger. And then I moved to an apartment in Bedford, and I was there for a 6-month lease. And then I found a place in Dallas. And that was right about the time I started my day job. And I got this little 2-bedroom apartment over on the east side in Dallas. And then I just moved again 2 weeks ago to a bigger spot, a little more comfortable.
So who did you meet first? Did you meet Derek?
I just
Google
closest church to me.
Oh, really?
Closest church to me.
And the Dallas campus showed up.
Okay.
I was like, sure, I'll try. I moved in on Saturday, woke up Sunday morning, Googled closest church, walked in there and immediately met a guy named Andrew, who is just still one of the sweetest dudes on the planet. And he came up and started talking to me about whatever boots I was wearing at the time. And we just hit it up. He's kind of hipstery. I got some hipster vibes to me, I guess. I don't know.
You do.
I just said the word vibe, and that makes me really furious. But on a podcast, man.
We can beep it out.
Please.
Yeah, right?
I don't think I want to bleep that out.
He's going to text later and be like, hey, listen.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
But I just met him, and he introduced me to the worship pastor at that campus, who's a guy named Danny Mofrad, who's this... His family, his family's Middle Eastern, but he grew up in England.
Okay.
So he looks Middle Eastern, talks
English like, accent.
Yeah, super cool dynamic. Funny. And he can grow insane beards. All he's amazing. Covered in tattoos, rock star. Kind of grew up just like I did, going off the deep end and playing, you know, rock and roll, mm-hmm. and then found fellowship. But I met him, and he introduced me to everybody there. And then, you know, I got a phone call from Derek, and they asked me to come to the main campus and do some stuff for them. And next thing you know, they've been talking about taking me on staff for a while now there. And I don't know if it'll actually happen because music's kind of taking off for me now. But yeah, it very well may. But I just kick it now at the Dallas campus, and then I go to the Frisco campus as well and lead worship up there. Yeah.
We always go to Grapevine.
Yeah.
Do you play there ever?
I do, yeah. I sing there almost every week when I'm in town. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In Grapevine?
Oh, I do Grapevine. I used to do it at least once a month. I guess I'll probably do it now every other month or so.
Okay.
Whenever they have big events, I'm always there.
Let us know.
Yeah. Well, it was at Easter, I remember.
That's embarrassing because I was just starting to grow a mustache. I remember an Easter, and there's a picture of me on the wall in the Dallas campus with this awful, like, peach dirty. Rose. Yeah.
Dirty.
Yeah. Got a little caterpillar on her face.
Yeah, man, it's really rough. So that's embarrassing. They all were there for sure.
I thought the music was great.
I know.
Yeah. So well, great. I didn't notice your mustache, so.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Do you write all your own music?
Like, I do. Yeah. 100%.
Wow. 100%. Is that hard?
Not when you've had all the girlfriends.
Sure. That's kidding. I feel like I made that sound way worse.
I'm just kidding.
That's where the blues side comes in.
Yeah.
No.
It can be. There's something about songwriting that is... Oh, I'm about to say some dorky stuff.
Stop it.
It's... Say it. It's so... It is an art, you know? But it's so tricky because a lot of my songs tend to be somewhat sad. I write quite a bit of sad music. And you kind of have to put yourself in those places emotionally to, you know, to finish your idea and conclude it and get it on paper and get it on, you know, into the song. And so you kind of have to put yourself in weird positions emotionally to be able to finish that up. And that makes it kind of hard because then you have to kind of stop afterwards once you finish the song and, you know, kind of talk yourself out of this whole, I'm actually not in a bad mood and I'm not heartbroken. Like, I'm fine. And this is going to be a good one or, you know, whatever. So there's definitely hard times, and you know, you get writer's block, and sometimes you get caught up in being busy, and next thing you know, you haven't had inspiration in months, and that gets a little scary when that's your job. So
right.
You got to go out that, and
like with dancing,
yeah,
sure,
yeah, choreographing. Yeah,
I have it with writing sometimes.
Yeah,
absolutely. See, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, you just gotta. I leave town all the time. Like I'll go, you know, I'll book stuff in other towns where I can go and see new people and do new things and try to pick up inspiration mm-hmm. somewhere. I like staying in awful motels. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. This is a hobby of mine to stay in I love it because those are the real places. Like, and they're also, you're never going to get a bad motel in a touristy spot of a place. It's going to be like in the depth of it.
Right.
Like where the real people are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I would be scared.
So like I played Houston this past weekend and I stayed in a little town called Baycliff outside of Houston, right on the coast. In between Galveston and Houston. And I got an Airbnb that was literally just a trailer house. And it was awesome. It's a trailer house that's behind.
Fire loves it.
It's a trailer that's behind a trailer house. It's a trailer house's trailer house. And it was, I mean.
Interesting.
It was, yeah, definitely, for sure. Sketchy. Also.
Do you have pictures?
I don't. I got some of us on the beach
and
whatnot.
Story.
I posted so much on my story.
I didn't see the trailer.
And there was chickens running around it and everything. So I'm just like, all right, we're doing this
breakfast.
Now.
Wow.
Just
kidding.
Eggs,
eggs. Me and my guys that go on the road with me, we just like staying in really interesting places that you're not going to get, you know, like a Hilton or something. You know, like, and you're not going to meet the same insane people that you would.
Right.
So, I mean, we met this crazy dude walking down the street. Shout outs, Wally. And Wally, we like went ahead and went down to Galveston, walking down the beach. And this, you know, crazy old man, you know, got his T-shirt tucked into his cargo shorts. Killing it. And he's just walking by himself and we stop and we're like, hey man, how's it going? And he just stopped, walked right up to us. Well, you know, just in old man stance. How y'all doing? All right.
Gino stance.
And we just chit-chatted with him for probably 40 minutes and bought him a drink and just had a good time. Yeah, we love going out and trying to find crazy people and interesting stuff.
So I don't think girls can really do that.
No. I can't do that.
No, you got to stay safe.
Stay safe.
But besides being drifters,
you have. But besides staying safe,
I'm not surprised.
Just the hotel snob. I admit it.
They're really nice.
The Drifters?
Yeah. Like,
until you end up on Investigation Discovery.
It was really hot that day.
Well,
I was going
48.
For a job interview.
First 48, I do watch that.
I just throw a water bottle out the window.
Yeah.
That's how you do that. There we go.
Hey, Layton, I have a question.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit, like, how do you go about dating today? Like, being single, do you use any of these apps, or do you use just your music? Because that, I mean...
Come on.
Yeah.
Tell us. Are you on an app?
I will confess, I am on an app.
Which one?
I'm on Bumble, and Bumble's been pretty good to me.
Yeah.
It's been good. Well, I say that. I'm single, so hadn't been that good. I play Bumble sometimes, and that's a fun game.
Play Bumble? Like, is it what is?
Have you tried
using, like, just using it? Oh.
Sure, it's a game.
So. Have you tried clown dating yet?
It's it seems like a game because everybody's just trying to play everybody. So, right. I mean, it's,
I think that's the idea. Have you met some, like, other stories, like, interesting ones that you want to share? Horror stories?
There's a couple of girls that are dear, dear friends of mine that I originally met, like, on a dating app, and then we ended up becoming really good friends. Mm-hmm. One of my best friends in the world, a girl named Darcy. Shout out. And Darcy is she's one of my best friends in the whole world. I met her years ago on Bumble or Tinder or one of those things. I don't remember. But I met her on one of those, and we, like, tried to go out and just got along, not in a relational way at all.
Right.
And so, yeah, she's just one of my best friends now.
That's
she's
cool.
Great.
And, do you have any, like, crazy stories? Before you go. Oh, my gosh.
I've had some dirty, some bad endings.
Some.
Yeah.
Well, have they ever not looked like their picture? Have you been catfished?
No, not at all. Because I do my research so hard.
Yeah.
And also, you know, like, I had for a few months, me and my friends were doing this thing, growing our mustaches out. So, like, I would have been a catfish for sure. Because I put, like, some of my modeling pictures on my Bumble. Show up with this giant mustache. It's not the same person.
That's just an addition.
Not at all.
That's a little bonus.
He looks like a completely different human with that mustache.
I have to, like, see
strong.
These.
I look strong and masculine.
Strong.
I look like a man.
Like a and man I'm going to drive a purple van.
I'm going to grow it back. That's right.
What was it for?
We just wanted to do this photo shoot that was supposed to be humorous at the time and ended up being not so funny and more just kind of, like, cool.
But, I was like, what happened?
I know.
We originally planned on doing, like, you know, remember when you're kids, you do, like, family portraits, like Walmart family portraits style, where you're all just like,
oh, yeah.
Smiling dorky and whatnot, and you all wearing, like, sweater vests.
Oh,
the
my
90s,
gosh,
right?
I have one of those.
And so we were all just going to go get sweater vests and have, like, these huge mustaches, and then, like, the three of us just be like,
oh, like the
one leaning on our shoulder.
Photo.
Yeah.
Awkward family.
Yeah.
Photo. Yeah. Tilt your head. And
yeah. We were going to do that, but we ended up just getting sick of them and going on the road. And we brought this awesome photographer friend of ours that does some videography as well on the road. And she took a whole bunch of pictures of us while we were out. And we all thought that was good enough. We all wanted to cut them. Yeah.
Yeah. You're ready to get rid of it.
Yeah. I was tired of that for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm still waiting for one story.
Oh, we need to out of that spider.
I did too. I was like, trying to
excite me. Let's see here.
Half awesome, half killer right here.
There's a few. Well, I mean, like, the girl that I thought I was gonna marry, I met her on an app. And we were together a long time. But, like, a horror story?
Like, where you wanted to phone a friend.
Like, oh yeah.
Oh, I'd just leave.
Do you really?
I would. I left a girl at a restaurant one time.
Why? That's a good
Granted, she met me there. So it wasn't like... That makes me uncomfortable already off the bat. Because, like, I'm super... Here's the thing. I'm way too old-fashioned at dating to be here at this time. You know what I mean?
It's a different game now.
It is. And I don't like it.
Uh-uh. And
to be here. You mean, like, meaning he wants
in
to
this
pick up a girl.
Age.
Yeah, to be dating in 2018.
He wants to pick up a girl to go on a date. Right?
I'm trying to court somebody.
Right.
You
know? So great.
Yes.
But... It's probably girls listening to this right now, like, you lie, you know. But
I am so glad to hear that.
No, yeah,
I am very glad to hear that.
Well, there was a girl actually back in Midland. I met a girl on one of the things, and we went out. She insisted that she would, like, meet me there. She didn't want me to come pick her up, and that already I'm like, okay, weird. I'm trying. It's not a real date to me then, you know. But anyway, she met me up at the restaurant. We're sitting there, and she immediately, you know, phone out, and she was on her phone.
Game over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Immediately, I'm like, oh, absolutely not, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So after a few minutes, I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll just give this a minute. Maybe it's important. Doubt it, maybe. And then after a few minutes of it, I was fed up, and I would try to start a conversation with her, and she would, like, even in the conversation, still be kind of looking at her phone. She's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, whatever. Like, okay, very, very cool. So I just set, like, a 10 down for, like, the drinks that we just ordered, and then just got up and left.
Did she even notice you left?
I just got up and walked off. All right. Yeah, this is over.
She looks up like 20 minutes later. She's like, oh, he left. Oh.
This is it. This is over.
Let me tweet about it. That's sad.
But I tend to have, I guess, commitment issues little bit. I think I've developed in the last year or two. Not at all that I want to by any means, but I think it's hard in this age that we're in, dating at this time with all these apps. You know, you're constantly having it thrown in your face that there's something else right around the corner. You're always being pushed in the direction that there's something better rather than like, hey, like for instance, on Bumble, you can have like 4 matches and you're still over here swiping.
Right.
Instead of talking to people that already matched up with you because you're, you know, subconsciously looking for something better. And that's so annoying to me. But I'm guilty of it too.
Yeah. I've never been on any of those apps.
Don't. Honestly, yeah, and truth be told right now, I use Bumble a lot for Instagram.
Bumble for Instagram?
Yeah, I'll put my Instagram in my bio and get a lot of followers from that.
Oh, really?
That's so smart. Serious.
But we were talking about now that there's Bumble for friends, so you can get on Bumble like if you move.
And there's Bumble for business.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
And now there's Bumble Biz, so if you want to find people to work for you,
yeah,
you
can do that.
Yes. Which for some reason I feel like ends up turning into dating.
I was about to say it all does. I mean, LinkedIn is supposed to be business.
LinkedIn.
But, remember Amanda?
Remember, Amanda
Oh, yeah,
linked
right.
off.
Yeah.
Yeah, on LinkedIn. Yeah.
Are people dating off LinkedIn now?
Oh, yeah.
Well, trying. Well, y'all would all get hit on whatever app or site you're on. So.
It's easy being a pretty girl, I guess, out there in the dating world.
I don't know. Not from the stories I hear in here.
No? Well, I'll tell you what the main problem is with dating nowadays, in my personal opinion. Most people are just awful nowadays.
Yeah. Why is that?
And that's a big problem.
Well, and everyone puts their stuff out on social media. So, like, you've already heard all the stories or seen all the stories, heard everything that people would normally go out and talk about before you even meet up or anything.
I think that what he said is the most important. I think that I know everyone says it's old fashioned, but really old fashioned is just being the right way to me. It's not
old fashioned. Old fashioned is the new black. So.
But I mean, like for real, like I am so glad that my kids were raised in the way that they were, but that there really are those people. Mm. You are that way as well. You were raised that way, so you are that way as well. I mean, I cannot imagine you ever doing some of this crazy stuff I hear. And it's not just you guys' age. It happens at our age. I mean, my husband's best friends get pictures sent to him.
I was just about
naked
to say
naked women.
That.
I'm like, why would you send a naked picture of you to a guy that you want to date? Well, what is that all about?
I think it was interesting for him to tell Patrick that, like, he's like, I can't stand women. And you're like, why? And he said, because, like, they constantly, like, they'll just meet and send, like, the most like aggressive naked photos, and you're like, what? Like, what has happened? Like, you can't just send pictures, like,
or like I've heard of girls like that. You know, a guy lives in downtown Dallas, say the girl lives in Frisco, say he goes, hey, I want to take you out. Okay. Oh, well, you live all the way in Frisco. Well, how about you come closer to me? And I'm like,
that's not a real date.
No.
That's not
a date. That's unacceptable.
I dated this girl. I'll even name Dr. She's sweetheart. This girl named Bradley. She was on Dragonfly Agency with me. Mm-hmm. And we met on a job. She was amazing. Mm-hmm. Super sweet girl. Way out of my league. She was great. And I just tried to like charm my way into her good graces. But I asked her to go to dinner with me. She lived in Roy City on the far side of Rockwall.
Oh,
about 10 miles.
That is a way.
That is far.
And she said, you know, that she didn't mind, she wouldn't mind meeting me closer. And I was like, no, absolutely not. And I, at the time, all I had was my motorcycle.
Oh my gosh, that's so,
so I went,
cool.
I went and bought a Suburban.
I was just going to say, that's not cool, Whitley.
Sorry.
I would never take a girl on a first date on a bike.
No.
But I went, I needed a car anyway, but I went and got a Suburban, drove out there to pick her up, and then took her to Dallas to eat, and we went and ran around, and I took her back out there, and then I came home. And her
you.
And her parents both like made it clear how much they appreciated that, and that's the only reason that girl even gave me a chance.
Because that does not happen.
Yeah,
right. It's often. Rare. So, but it's important, and I think that's where a lot of people go wrong these days. Sure. I'm like, my gosh. So you need to find a girl that is still wanting that.
Yeah.
And all the girls need to find guys that still do that. I mean, it truly is, and I get so sick and tired of like. People saying, well, that's just how it is now. I don't think that everyone needs to just give up.
Maybe it'll go back.
And it can go back. I mean, if you insist on it, then it's going
to
happen.
Yeah. We wanted to get, remember, we need to do it on here, but the book, the rules book. Because it tells you, like, that's how Meghan Markle got a prince or whatever, but it's like, you can't, there's so many things that you should not do.
Exactly.
When dating. And the rules. If you're not going to come get me, then there's no point.
It's never going to change. Yeah. Men are hunters. You are supposed to do. I mean, you're supposed to go after what you really want, and it will show a girl.
The problem is, there's a whole bunch of women out there that aren't making you do that.
It's true. That's the biggest problem.
Women nowadays, in general, aren't demanding respect from men.
Exactly.
It's good to hear that from a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like for girls.
Listen, you didn't believe me?
No. Not me. I don't have this problem.
I'm kidding.
The same girls that I would be like, call my mom because I'm going to tell you and she's going to tell you the same. Like, no, this is not me. But everybody listening.
Yeah.
From a guy.
I mean, the way I was raised, though, too, is it doesn't work much nowadays, I'm noticing. But, like, I think probably 90% of the women I've dated, I've asked their dad if I could ask them to be my, like, ask them out before I ask them out. And that's just what my dad told me to do, and I feel uncomfortable when I don't. So, like, if I take a girl on a date, on a real date, and I haven't spoken, or, like, these girls that I've met, I've dated a lot of women in other states. Mm-hmm. And so, like, before I'll fly them out or something like that, I'll make sure it's okay with their parents.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
So cute.
Hey, all girls out there.
Yeah.
Layton is definitely a great guy.
Those girls probably listening right now, like, no. No, he's not.
Oh, no.
Well, you just get out the exes.
You just hearing one side. They got their side of the story too. I'm probably not a saint in theirs.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about starting to date. Like whatever happens in a relationship, then after that's different. But just starting to date, like that's super important to do all those things correctly. I think.
Yeah. And there needs to be a bit of a chase. There needs to be a bit of a.
Yeah.
That is so boring, man. If you just, if a woman makes it known to you that, like, she's super available, like, as a man, you want to feel like you've achieved something.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if you just meet a woman and she, like, wants to come home with you.
Yeah,
I don't
think.
Like,
anyone's welcome to send me naked photos, but we're probably not ever going to date.
100%. Thank you. That's it. Yeah, if you send me naked photos, we're never going to be boyfriend, girlfriend, ever.
Yeah,
but I will look at them.
Absolutely.
100%.
I invite them.
I'm a grown man. Yeah.
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Well, there's, some girls don't care. They're like, I don't care one time, I would assume, right?
I don't know. That's just
crazy. Do you wonder,
crazy.
Though, if those girls are like, I don't care, I don't want a boyfriend? Like, they just want
to say. No, most of those girls are thinking they have to do those things to get the guy. That's where the whole misconception comes in.
But that's what
they all also think.
Guys are smart, aren't they, man?
They all also think they have to have sex with them as soon as possible to keep them.
Yeah,
that's like
the
how it all goes.
That's completely
goes.
Opposite
right.
of the cases.
God.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying to me. It drives me crazy.
We've told people so many times, like, don't sleep with them. And then they do, and then they get broken up with, and they're crying. We're like, did you sleep with them, like, the second date? Well, yeah. I'm like,
third date, fourth date, fifth date. Don't do that. Oh, my gosh. Well, he took me out already four times.
Whoa, four times. Look out now.
I know.
That just doesn't, I don't know.
It's awful.
Four times.
It drives me insane.
And I just, it's so abnormal to me. Even though I grew up, like, even in high school, I would, like, I never did anything with anybody, and, like, all these girls who were younger than me, because I got held back, so I'm, like, older for my grade, whatever. So they would, like, talk about the stuff that they would do with the other guys, and, like, oh, yeah, and then they just left, and I'm just like, ew. Like, what? Why are y'all even doing that?
Yeah. Well, also, it'll go around that you're like, oh yeah. My gosh, all guys tell each other that stuff.
I know.
Show pictures.
I'm not going to agree or disagree
exactly.
with that.
I mean, my husband's friend showed me all the pictures of women's crotches. And
women's crotches.
It is the truth. In the bathroom after tennis matches, like, I am not lying. What?
That sounds like a terrible time to be taking a photo.
Exactly. And they did it
Was it
anyways.
Pop tennis or?
No. Regular tennis. Right.
Real tennis or table tennis?
Yeah.
Regular tennis. Regular tennis at the country club. They go in the bathroom.
Why
they
tennis?
Put the, I'm just
tennis?
Saying.
Because we're
know.
A tennis family.
Full circle.
Yes.
Makes sense. You see? And there it goes.
Well, no, that's gross, though.
Odd.
I don't know.
So, I think, I will say this, too. Because of all these apps and whatnot, it has changed the way people act in person. So,
exactly.
Connecting with somebody in person has become so much harder. I know this because I try to, always. Like, here's the thing. I put on a nice shirt to go to the grocery store. I'm not kidding. I'll dress up. I'll shower to go to the grocery store. Like, I might meet my future wife here on the cereal aisle going for these honey bunches of oats with almonds. Like, who knows?
So, are you European?
And I'll be walking through there.
Yeah. Are you?
No.
Are you European? Oh, you're part Irish or something, right?
Irish, Scottish.
So you dress up.
Whatever.
So you dress up to go to the grocery store.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not going to go to the grocery store in, like, you know, shorts and, you know, with a... You know, haven't done my hair or something.
Right.
You know?
With like a weird hat.
I don't know how I lost my train of thought so hard trying to say that. But like I'll at least, I mean, leaving the gym, maybe stop by while I'm nice and pumped up.
Shake.
But I'll get dressed and try to look presentable, you know. And that's just part of what I was taught. If you're in public, be presentable. But go to the grocery store and my head's on a swivel. You know, I'm there just in case. But the problem is nowadays, like 10 years ago, if I walked into a grocery store and walked up to a woman and said, "Hey, how you doing? I thought you were absolutely gorgeous. I would love to take you to dinner sometime. Is there any way I can get your phone number?" That might work if she was feeling me. Nowadays, if I do that, "Hey, how you doing? My name is Layton. I thought
Please
you looked
change
beautiful.
Your voice, though.
How you doing? My name is Layton. I think that you look beautiful. I would love to take you to dinner sometime." 100% no. She's going to tell me she has a boyfriend. Never, ever does that work. Because you automatically have like a creepy presence now. Because nobody talks to people like that anymore.
Mm-hmm. True.
You're overly aggressive. Okay. And like people like to keep other people at a distance now.
Wow, that's
I
sad.
Hate that.
That's
though.
Really sad.
I did say it sucks because the time of like meeting people in the grocery store or at Starbucks like these and
cute
if you go
stories.
Yeah, and if you go in Starbucks though, everyone's actually
yep.
So you wouldn't even know if somebody is there because like, no
you
one's
have exciting
attention.
Plans to stare at your phone.
And
somewhere,
if you go talk to them,
great.
You startle them.
Right?
You're off on a bad start.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, you're not pixels.
Excuse me.
Oh. You don't
Pardon
have a filter
me.
On your face. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. No, I think it's sad.
Yeah.
So you should write a song about it.
You should.
I got some songs I've written about some things.
Yeah.
That was very generic.
I
got some songs I wrote about some things.
Yeah.
I think this is a great time to actually hear a couple more songs.
Some songs
and
about
I was
going
to ask just a favor for me. If you would sing Hotel California and then sing one of your original
I'm
songs.
I'm afraid that I won't be able to get through that
he
song.
Wants
it's
to
been
practice
such a long time
first.
Since I played it.
Okay, then practice and come back.
Yeah.
Just sing one of your favorite songs.
Okay.
That have the most meaning, that tell us the story behind it so we can all connect to it.
All right.
About people in grocery stores.
One of my most favorite songs about grocery store day.
If
all
it's Cher, right. That'd be great.
Did you write a song about Cher?
It's a Cher song that we co-wrote.
With Cher. Mm-hmm.
Be so cool.
All right, check your vocals this for me. This
check
time.
1, 2. Check, check. Hey, hey. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do an original for you. This is one You want the backstory and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Duh.
This is a song I wrote about 2 years ago now. That is, it's a love song. It's more of a hopeful song. It's about a woman that I had a lot of feelings for. And she took off on a missionary trip to Australia and the Philippines. And whenever she got back, the idea was that if she still had feelings for me, that we were going to spark things up again. So that was the premise of the song.
And what happened?
Are we going to hear it in the song?
Never called when she got back. But she's with somebody else now.
Sounds sad.
But this was written, I mean, it's written before that happened, where it's like a hopeful, you know? I wasn't going to tell you that part of the song. But what happened? But what happened? Just leave it up to your imagination.
Sorry.
I was like, where is it? It's in the song.
All right. This song called I'm Down.
Here we are again. We chased a love story and now we're back to being friends. We were too young. And I'm not talking age, I'm talking about the things we come from. And I'm running through my mind, trying to find the right words to say, but we're almost through with this car ride. Oh, and I feel pathetic, I'm running out of time, you've already made up your mind. Baby, when did we start falling apart and becoming what we are now? It doesn't make sense, I've got no peace of mind in weeks until you're leaving town. There's no promises to make before you go. Just know, baby girl, I'm so proud. If you still love me whenever you get back, I'm sure that I'll still be around. Yeah, if you wanna try us again, baby girl, I'm down.
Oh, that's
weird. there we go again. Me getting hopes up and you having no intentions. We never seen eye to eye. I'm trying to build one while trying to live separate lives. And you got it, baby. And as much as I want you, I don't want to get in the way. Oh, but it's driving me insane. There's got to be a way. Oh, baby, I hear what you're saying. Baby, when did we start falling apart and becoming what we are now? It doesn't make sense. I've got no peace of mind in weeks until you're leaving town. There's no promises to make before you go. Just know, baby girl, I'm so proud. If you still love me whenever you get back, I'm sure that I'll still be around. Yeah, if you wanna try us again, baby girl, I'm down. And becoming what we are now. It doesn't make sense. I've got no peace of mind in weeks until you're leaving town. There's no promises to make before you go. Just know, baby girl, I'm so proud. If you still love me whenever you get back, I'm sure that I'll still be around. Yeah, if you wanna try us again, baby girl, I'm down. Said if you wanna try us again, baby girl, I'm down.
Woo! That's awesome.
My hair is standing up on
my head. I know, so good.
Bunch of sweethearts.
So have you got like story? Why aren't you going like The Voice or something?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask you that.
You're so good. Like you're really good.
Thank you. So a buddy of mine from Fort Worth named Luke Wade, mm-hmm. who's a singer, amazing singer, was on The Voice several seasons ago now.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me an email asking me to come do the private auditions in Houston mm-hmm. this past go around for the one that's going to come out next. And I went down and did it, made it through the next round. And then they called me and asked me to come out to Los Angeles for like the 6-week period and stay in the hotel and go through the production team. Basically the last round of auditions before the actual TV show.
Yeah.
Because stuff's all casted, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was getting ready to go out to LA. I was going to be quitting my job at the, you know, as a handyman here. And I was just doing some praying about it. And I felt like that wasn't what the direction that the good Lord was wanting for my life, and that I wanted to stay back and be a part of Fellowship Church. And I wanted put music out myself.
Okay.
The people that do really well on those shows end up getting locked into contracts with those companies and stuff. And it's always sounded like a really horrible deal to me.
It's true.
Well, that I think it's really awesome that you like prayed about it.
Yeah.
That's what happened for you.
Yeah. I try to do that before making big decisions.
That's good. Yeah.
That's a good thing to do.
Well, that was amazing. This is like the coolest experience we've had in
what episodes are we?
I don't say them anymore because I sometimes switch them up. So.
Oh.
It's a lot, like, though.
We're in the 50s.
Yeah. Above 50.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
Almost to 60.
Almost as many people that's in your town.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Awesome.
Perfect.
So full circle.
I say this is like the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't forget anything.
Well, Layton, thank you so much. Please give us your social media handles so people can follow
sure
you.
Thing, sure thing. Instagram is Layton, LEIGHTON 514. Facebook is Layton Fields Music. You can go to LaytonFields.com. And I'm on Bands in Town, just under Layton Fields. So.
That's awesome. Everyone look him up and support him and everything.
On iTunes, SoundCloud.
Come to the Rustic next week.
Yeah. When is the Rustic?
Playing the Rustic August 22nd. Week from tomorrow. Well, I guess not now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, playing the Rustic August 22nd, and that'll be at 8:30 p.m.
Awesome.
Am I back?
Mom, I don't know your schedule.
Let me check for you. Hold on.
Month am I in? August 22nd.
That's
like a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be here.
We need to come.
Yeah.
I'd
love to come.
Yeah, we need to totally support you.
Yes, we'll come.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
So much fun.
Absolutely.
If you enjoy our show, please take a moment to leave us a review and please subscribe so you will always be the first to know of the newest episodes. And please check out our website, tuposhboutique.com, and all our social media handles. Marcella?
You can find me on all social media at Marcella Ranieri. I think on Facebook, it's Marcella.Ranieri, but everywhere else I didn't get very creative, so just MarcellaRaneri.
With Lee, I think all of my handles, like Snapchat, Instagram, everything, Twitter, is Langford7wit, and it's LANGFORD, the number 7, and then WHIT.
And mine is Gabby Talks, and the rest of it is all Tuposh. They all stole all my social media and made it all into Tuposh, which is fine.
But T-O-O-P-O-S-H. Because some people don't understand.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. T-O-O-P-O-S-H. Boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E is our website. And it is Tuposh Boutique on Instagram as well, on Twitter, Snapchat, and everything. And my Instagram is Gabby Talks, and on Facebook I'm Gabrielle
Gilmore
Kendler. My maiden name. So everyone have a sparkly day. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.